Today's podcast looks at the ballad The Famous Flower of Serving Men, a romantic tale of a young widow who changes her identity and becomes a male servant to a king. When her true identity is discovered, the king takes her for his bride. A look at the ballad's origin, its printing history, and sing tunes linked to the ballad. I'll end on a full performance of the ballad. For my father he built me a dandy bower, such a dandy bower I'd never seen. It was furnished all in such robes of green, such a dandy bower I have never seen. For my stepmother used me a cruel spite, she sent the robbers all by the night. But very much more harm than she did to me, she slew the babe that lay in my arms. I'd nothing else for to wrap it in but the bloody sheet that my love lay in. I'll put my head all on a block, and I'll cut off my yellow locks. I'll dress myself in men's repair, and off to serve as a man I'll go. For if I'll be a waiter at your hall door, I'll be a servant all at your call. Oh, I'll be a waiter at your hall door.
A young woman from a wealthy family is the sole heir to her father's fortune. When her father dies, she marries a knight who builds a bower for their home. One night, thieves break into the bower and slay her husband and children, and her servants desert her out of fear for their lives. She realizes that she must fend for herself and decides to change her identity, becoming a young man named William, seeking work with the king. The king employs her as a chamberlain, not knowing that she's a woman. One day, the king goes off hunting, leaving the castle empty of other attendants except for sweet William and an old man. She plays her flute and sings the story of her early life. When the king returns from hunting, the old man tells him that his servant is a woman. The king determines that the story is true and has a lady decked out in royal clothing, and then he marries her. In some versions, she turns down his offer of marriage. Famous Flower of Serving Men has been traced back to a ballad writer named Lawrence Price. The ballad was first published in 1656 as a 28-verse broadside ballad. Whether this was an original or a reworking of an existing ballad is difficult to determine, because there's no earlier mention of the ballad in other literature of the time, and the collection of ballads from rural singers didn't take place until the following century. Lawrence Price was a well-known popular writer of ballads and pamphlets during the reign of the Stuart dynasty. He died in the late 1660s. He had a wide range of writing styles and subjects. His production of ballads include James Harris, also known as the Demon Lover, Robin Hood's Prize, Flora Farewell, also known as the Shepherd's Passion Song, and many others. He used existing tales and ballads to create new versions of the ballads, as well as composing original pieces. The Famous Flower of Serving Men was often reused in later ballad broadside printings. A reworked version of the ballad was printed under the title Lady Turned Serving Man in 1765 in Relics of Ancient Poetry, edited by Thomas Percy. This book opened up the fashion amongst the new poets of that time to change their style of writing into a more balladic form. It also made the collection of traditional ballads more viable for editors and printers, as the printing of ballad books became a commercial success. Professor James Child, in his English and Scottish Popular Ballads, printed only one version of the ballad, and that was from Percy's Relic of Ancient English Poetry. He felt that many of the subsequent book printings were derivations of the broadside ballad, sometimes badly rewritten. He thought that some of the versions taken from singers had been learnt from the street printings, or in some cases, amended to incorporate verses from other ballads. In the final volume of the Child collection, a tune was provided from a manuscript of Amelia and Jane Harris, of Blairgowrie in Perthshire, who had noted the ballads from the singing of their mother, Mrs. Amelia Harris, in the early 1820s. Another version of this tune was collected by James Duncan from George Innes of Moray in Scotland.
Will you be tester of my wine, and wait upon me when I do dine? Or will you be my chamberlain, to make my bed both soft and fine? Sweet William with a smiling face said to the king, if it please your grace, to show such favour unto me, your chamberlain I fain would be. Now on a day it happened so, that the king did a hunting go. He carried with him all his train, sweet William at home did remain. Then finding that the house was clear, he took his flute that he had there, and on it played melodious, it made an old man's heart rejoice. My husband built for me a bower, he decked it o'er with fragrant flowers. But there came thieves in the dead of night, they broke my bower and slew my knight. Now I'd had company fair and free, continually to visit me. But now at last I have not one, since I've become a serving man.
There's little evidence of any widespread singing of the ballad in Britain, although it did travel to North America, and oral versions have been collected in Canada and some states of the USA. Of samples gathered by collectors from the Folk Song Society in the early 1900s, Gavin Gregg collected four sets of words from singers in the Aberdeen area, and James Duncan collected a full version of the ballad together with a tune from George Innes. The song was collected only once in England, and that version was noted in 1908 by George Gardner and J.F. Geyer. It was collected in Hampshire from Alfred Doe. I'll end the podcast with that version of the ballad. The sound recordings of Famous Flower of Serving Men from the 1940s onwards were mostly collected from the Travellers. Worth following up are the recordings of Jeannie Robertson, Mary Delaney and Alexine Stewart Allison, all of which begin with My Father He Built Me a Dandy Bower. All three versions end after the cutting off of her yellow hair. Hugh McCollum, Peggy Seeger collected a fine performance from Belle Stewart and later a recording from Caroline Hughes that incorporated themes from other ballads while keeping to the narrative of the Famous Flower. It makes an enjoyable and fascinating performance. Another interesting version was recorded by Mike Yates in 1975 from Jasper Smith, a traveller living near Epsom in North Surrey at that time. Jasper's version is incomplete but sings like this.
Now when I was a young girl all in me prime, I ran away with a man I'd loved for some time. And after a while he left me in distress, left me there with a baby on my breast. Then my father, he built me a shady bower. He covered it o'er with shamrock flower. They were the prettiest flower that I did see. What my tender old father built up for me. So it's early, oh early, all in the spring, the small birds whistled and they gently sing. They change their voices from tree to tree, and the song that they sung was Old Ireland's Free. Then my mother, she owed me a dreadful spite. She sent nine robbers all in one night to take my baby and to do me harm. They broke my bower my father built up for me.
Walter Scott included a ballad named The Lament of the Border Widow in Volume 3 of his Minstrelsy of the Scottish Border. Although this is a separate ballad from Famous Flower of Serving Men, it draws on the first part of Famous Flower to form its plot. Scott said he collected it from a recitation in the Forest of Ettrick, although it's been commented that Scott himself probably constructed the song and passed it off as traditional. It's a fine song to sing and is very popular. There came a man by middle day, he spied his sport and he went away. He brought the king at dead of night, they broke my bower and slew my knight. They slew my knight so dear to me, they slew my knight and pawned his gear. My servants all for their lives did flee, and left me in extremity. I sewed his sheet, making my moan. I watched the corpse myself alone. I watched his body both night and day, but no living creature came that way. I took his body on my back, and sometimes walked, and sometimes sat. I dug his grave and laid him in, and covered him with the sod so green. A more unusual version of the song was constructed by Martin Carther, in which he takes the framework of Famous Flower but adds a middle supernatural scene of a white deer informing the king about the history of Sweet William. The deer is an embodiment of her late husband. Although this might be considered a fake song, it makes a fine and very powerful ballad and well worth hearing. I would recommend the version originally issued on his 1972 Shearwater album. It's probably realistic to accept that Martin Carthy's recording of The Famous Flower of Serving Men, together with the popularity of The Lament of the Border Widow, have brought the ballad to the attention of revivalist performers and listeners. I will end this with a version of Famous Flower of Serving Men, collected in 1908 from Alfred Doe of Bartley in Hampshire. My father, he built me a shady bower, and covered it over with shamrock flowers, the finest bower that ever I see. My aged father, he built for me. My father, he married me to a noble knight. My mother, she owed me a dreadful spite. She sent 9 robbers all in one night to rob my bower and slay my knight. How could she have done me a bigger harm to murder my babies all in my arms? Left nothing at all for to wrap them in but the bloody sheets that my love died in. All alone, then I will wash them. All alone, I will bury them. Cut off my hair, and I'll change my name from Fair Eleanor to Sweet William. I will saddle my horse and away I'll ride until I come to some fair king's side, and one of the servants I'll give a ring that I might resolve a gracious thing. It's do you want either horse or groom? Or do you want any stable man? Do you want a man servant in your hall to wait on nobles when they call? It's we don't want neither horse nor groom. Nor do we want any stable man, but we want a man servant in our hall to wait on nobles when they do call. And by this young lord went out. The young king and his noble did a hunting go, left no one at all but this gay old man to keep her company with sweet William. Then when she found she was all alone, took down her fiddle and played a tune. Once my love was a rich and a noble knight, and me myself was a lady bright. Oh, then by and by this young lord came home. What news, oh my gay old man? Good news, oh my lord, said he. Your servant man is a gay lady. Go fetch me down then a pair of stays, that I might lace up her tender waist. Go fetch me down that gay gown of green, that I may dress her up like my queen. Oh no, oh my lord, she said, pay me my wages and I'll go free, for I never heard tell of a stranger thing, a servant man to become a queen.